This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the wisdom and path shown by Lord Buddha belong to all humanity and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are an inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahava Relics related to Lord Buddha titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur lautkar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein bahut bada sabak hai. Sabak ye hai ki gulami sirf rajneetik aur aarthik nahi hoti. गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
The Prime Minister said after a long wait, country's heritage has returned. He said from today, the people of the country will be able to have the sacred darshan of these holy relics of Lord Buddha and receive his divine blessings. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is not only the custodian of the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, but also a living carrier of that timeless tradition. US President Donald Trump has said that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under attack early yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, US has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with US law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early yesterday in Venezuela capital Caracas. U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi has said deposed Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife Celia Flores will face criminal charges after an indictment in New York. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Venezuela demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the U.S. attacks on the country. Several countries across the globe, including Russia, Iran, and Cuba, have criticized the U.S. military attack on Venezuela, calling it a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58 412 958 4288. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today via video conferencing. Over 1,000 players will compete as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions in the tournament, which will be held till the 11th of this month. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that three new criminal laws will ensure time-bound justice from the Sessions Court to the Supreme Court by 2029. He made these remarks while chairing a parliamentary consultative committee meeting of the Ministry of Home Affairs at Sri Vijayapuram in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Mr. Shah highlighted that the new criminal laws are accelerating investigations and increasing the conviction rate. He also mentioned that an investment of 30,000 crore rupees will be made over the next 5 years to establish a network of forensic labs across the country. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inspected the nation's first Vande Bharat sleeper train. Talking to the media, Mr. Vaishnav said that the train is designed for overnight and long-haul journeys. The minister stated that the fully air-conditioned sleeper service will be flagged off in the second half of this month between Guwahati and Kolkata, making a major upgrade in long-distance rail journeys under Indian Railways. And that is the end of this news bulletin.